and two old cats, they called on out to me.
This is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
A beautiful day for baseball. Giants and White Sox coming up. Of course, I always love to mention the folks over at Bridge Bank, Jesse Garcia down in San Jose, head of the team down there. And, of course, Mike Letterman up in San Francisco, Sheetal Cordova in Oakland, and Fred Voss and all the good people at Bridge Bank, and it's always been a lot of fun to work with them, and they've helped me out over the years, too, and helped my business grow. So they know the deal. They know what business is all about in this crazy world. They are the folks you want to talk to. The other is River Islands, and again, so much going on in the world. River Islands is that beautiful planned community in Lathrop, just past Tracy, a wonderful place with a unique lifestyle. River Islands, you can live on a lake, you can live next to a park, you can live along a trail, and you can run. And Kerry Crowley, I want you to get a house at River Islands.
Marty, you going to help put the down payment on it for
Absolutely.
All right, let's go into business.
Come on, FX and Nancy Aiden Crowley, all they have is money.
That's all they got, Marty, is money.
You know
Oh,
that.
My goodness. You're trying to talk them into River Islands,
Exactly. Well, they're going to buy the house for you.
That'll be the day, Marty. That'll be the day.
They've got great builders. In 2020, they have a lot of new ones. You get the home of a specific builder. But you love the Boathouse Restaurant, of course, the pub.
Yes.
We can do shows from out there, Islanders Field. You ever played bocce?
I have played bocce.
Yeah, they got bocce courts as well.
You're selling me.
I've talked about that. A new 15-acre park has been designed to bring even more players to the community. So River Islands, riverislands.com, check it out. But it's close to this. It's just close to everything in the town itself, and I think you can enjoy it. So I'm going to talk to FX about this.
Yeah, I think I'll need some help for
Get
sure,
him to
Marty,
open his so. Wallet once in a while, will you?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a fun week of baseball.
Yeah, what a week. As I say, we've only got a couple more weeks down here of shows, and then it's back up to the Bay Area. But the Beedy injury, that was a significant one for me, but it did open the door for other people.
It certainly did, Marty. I think when the spring began, Gabe Kapler talked about the theme of competition and said there would be an open spot in the rotation, but quietly everyone in the building wanted Tyler Beedy to lock that down. All he needed to do was show that he was competent this spring, that he could build off of last year, and the job would be his. But now the elbow injury has kind of thrown things into a frenzy, and so today we're seeing Trevor Cahill on the mound in a starting role for the first time. Later this week, we'll see Trevor Oakes, who's a real dark horse for the job. Tyson Ross.
Yet. Have you seen Trevor Oakes pitch already?
I saw Trevor Oakes pitch in the late innings in an early game, and he looked good. Fastball's good. Healthy after a hip injury that was significant. He knows Farhan. He knows Gabe from his time with the Dodgers. And so I wouldn't count him out just yet. But there are a number of guys, Derek Rodriguez, Andrew Suarez, who now have legitimate paths to this roster.
I thought Suarez looked pretty good the other day. And look, this is his third year in the major league, so he should have something.
Yeah, this is almost a make-or-break year for Andrew Suarez. And you could say the same for so many players on the Giants team. But you look, 2018, he made 29 starts, second on the staff, 4.45 ERA. Last year, he only threw 30 innings. He just couldn't get right-handers out. He had no pitch to do it with. So the Giants have told him, ditch the two-seam fastball that he's thrown all his life, throw the slider a little harder, and use the changeup more against right-handed hitters. And so far, the results have been so good, Marty. He's really looked like a different pitcher this spring.
When do you think we'll see Beedy again?
Ooh, that's a tough question. It's hard to know until they get that second opinion. Let's say he doesn't have to have surgery. At the earliest, I'd say late May, early June.
Yeah,
I think that's realistic. But, you know, if there's any setbacks, we may not see him until July if they ultimately decide surgery. We're talking next June, next July, because he's a starting pitcher.
Yeah, significant injury.
Yeah,
it is. And let's hope he doesn't need surgery at this stage of his career. It's not like he's 20 or 21. So it's at the point of his career where he should be making it and not being set back a year and a half or something like that. So significant for him. Gustave got sent out, and I thought he'd be part of the bullpen, but he doesn't miss enough bats, apparently.
Yeah, that was really the surprise move of yesterday. 17 cuts the Giants made on Friday, Marty, and Yandel Gustave, who had a sub-3 ERA in over 20 appearances last year out of the bullpen, You know, he throws 97, 98. You just assume that the slider would be good enough to kind of get by at the major league level with heat like that. But for Gabe Kapler, it wasn't. I guess the analytics team saw something that they didn't like in Gustave. And so his first two outings didn't work out well. They sent him the minors and said, hey, you need to start throwing a slider for a strike more frequently. And Gustave's issue has always been the first batter. Walks the first batter every time. He's admitted that, and most pitchers won't tell you that. But for him, I guess there is something to work on.
Yeah, so he got knocked out. I thought he wore his hat the best of anybody in the camp. He looked like the guy from The Simpsons.
He had some of the best hair of anyone in the camp.
Well, he wore his hat. You know the guy from The Simpsons with the hair all over the place?
Yeah.
And he put his hat on. That's what Gustave reminded me of. It never fell off. But he looked like a guy that was a little disheveled at times. But
you know, to me, Marty, if you said at the beginning of camp, is Yandel Gustave the setup man, the closer, or among the first cuts, I would have said setup
man.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
I mean, too.
He just has that stuff. Remember the save he got at Dodger Stadium last season, the 1-0 win? I mean, he looked great during August and September.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I thought he had a shot to be the closer even. But he didn't miss enough bats. That's what Gabe Kapler said. How about Chris Shaw being knocked out?
Yeah, that was a mild surprise to me. I know that Chris Shaw only got, 11 or 12 at-bats here in Major League Camp, but he's just been striking out too much, and that was a theme when he came up in 2018 for the first time, limited opportunities last year as well, 2019. And Gabe Kapler told us yesterday after the game that because Shaw's defense is subpar, he's going to have to be a well-above-average Major League hitter to stick with the Giants, and so that's the challenge for him, to go down to Sacramento and hit 15 home runs in the first 3 weeks of the season. And I'm not sure how this organization values Chris Shaw. Maybe he's someone who would benefit from a change of scenery just to kind of get things going, because there are power hitters who come along in their late 20s, and I think Chris Shaw certainly has the tools, the understanding, the strike zone to do so. He just needs the consistent at-bats the Giants don't seem willing to give him.
Yeah, he's never connected at the major league level.
Mm-mm, has not.
And how about Jalen Davis? He's in there today. We'll talk about the White Sox in a second. But, you know, he's another guy striking out all the time. They've almost said, we want you to be in our outfield for next year.
I
35
know.
Home runs in Sacramento. Not a good September, but Gabe has said it 50 times. We're not going to worry about September's small sample size, but here we are again. He's striking out at an alarming rate.
Yeah, the sample size is growing right now for Jalen Davis, and it's not growing the way that everyone in the Giants building wants to see. 0-for-3, three strikeouts yesterday in Maryvale. He's back in the lineup today. And you have to imagine, they need to see some positive sign from Jalen Davis for him to continue to have a realistic shot at an opening day outfield spot. Not just a starting outfield spot, but to be on the roster, because there are Austin Slaters, there's Billy Hamiltons, there's Steven Duggars, there's Joey Rickards who are having a really good spring. And I think that Jalen Davis needs to show them a little bit more in terms of progress to get on that radar again.
I agree. I think he's got to show something that he can control in at bat somewhere.
Yeah.
Kerry Crowley, of course, with us. Joe McCarthy is someone we had on the show last week. Nice kid.
Yeah.
Quiet kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Star at the University of Virginia. Got injured. Has never really broken through, but Tampa Bay had him. Farhan and Kapler love him. The analytics love him. And he's getting a shot here. He's still here, Joe McCarthy. Does he have a chance to make this team?
I don't know that he has a chance to make this team. I do think he has a chance to be this year's, I don't want to say Mike Yastrzemski, because I don't think the power is the same, but contribute in a meaningful way in the outfield in the platoon role. What Joe McCarthy does better than just about everyone in the major leagues and just about everyone in Giants camp is controls the strike zone. You look at the separation between his batting average and his on-base percentage. Go all the way back to his freshman year at the University of Virginia through the 2019 season in the minor leagues. It's almost 100-point separation. I mean, this guy walks like 25% of the time he comes to the plate. And so when you do that, when you get on base just by walking that much, you're going to be an asset. So anything you can do with the bat is an addition to your batter profile.
Okay, good analysis of Joe McCarthy. Still here. Hit a home run yesterday in Maryville. We do see the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Andrew Vaughn and Lewis Robert, I guess.
Robert.
And John Miller will tell us how to say his name. But interesting.
Yeah, the White Sox are going to be a fun team to follow this year, Marty. Dallas Keuchel going today on the mound for Chicago. I'd love to see Andrew Vaughn eventually claw his way to the major league level this year. Bay Area kid, Cal product, big first baseman, the slugger. And then they've also got Nick Madrigal, who is an up-and-coming second base prospect. He's no taller than about 5'8", but people think he can be the next Jose Altuve with the way that he controls the bat. Yo Moncada just signed that long extension. They've got Jose Abreu locked up. Yasmani Grandal. So this is a team of name-brand players, and they can finally put it together and challenge the Twins and the Indians atop that American League Central division.
Well, we see Keuchel today. And, of course, Trevor Cahill on the other side of the coin. How does Trevor Cahill fit into this thing?
your guess at home is as good as mine.
Yeah, is he a starter, reliever, a middle-inning reliever? What is Trevor Cahill doing?
So to me,
has anybody ever talked to him?
No, but we will today after he comes out for the first time. And so to me, Trevor Cahill's fit on this roster is as a 3 to 4 inning guy. And whether he's the fifth starter or the long reliever, I don't think it really matters because of Tyler Beede's injury. So what I envision the first few times through the rotation, I do think Trevor Cahill will be on this team, is they've got a guy like Logan Webb, 3 to 4 innings. They've got a guy like Trevor Cahill, 3 to 4 innings. You never let those pitchers see a batter for a third time. This is the analytical world that we live in, and they're just not going to expose Trevor Cahill, and they'll keep his innings down. They'll try to keep him healthy, and if they can do that, maybe the ERA comes down. Maybe it sinks under 4 this year.
Well, when the sinker ball is sinking, he's very, very tough. He gave Joey Bart fits.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst I've ever seen Joey Bart. It made me think, well, maybe Joey Bart needs to work a little bit on his defense.
Down on Joey Bart? I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, Joey Bart, I said he should be in the big leagues.
Yeah, you want him hitting cleanup against Clayton Kershaw on opening day.
I would like to see him in the big leagues. The sooner the better. I think the future is Joey Bart. But maybe the defense needs a couple of months.
Yeah, I think that's possible. But
he's got a great arm. I want to say this about Bart. I saw it the other day. His arm is fabulous.
Yeah, it's perfect. The arm is exactly what you want. It's why they're going to stick with him at the catcher position and help him work on the receiving. Because when you can throw down to second base like that and control the running game and give you that power from the catcher position, it makes a huge difference. And everyone wants to draw the Posey comparison coming up. But Bart's got more raw power than Posey did at this stage of their careers. Very, very early on.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bart has power. I mean, Bart doesn't look like a guy who's going to, be 12 home runs.
No, it's 30 home run power. Yeah. It's the level that Posey didn't quite reach early in his career, even in his MVP season.
Is there a backup catcher on this roster?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think that we see the Giants go outside the organization. That's not to disrespect Tyler Heineman or Rob Brantley. I just think that there are players in other camps who will be squeezed out on the margins of rosters who Farhan will look at and say, I think that could be a marginal improvement for the Giants team. So maybe they do go with Brantley because he's a left-handed hitter, Heineman who's the switch hitter. But to me, I think it comes down to March 23rd, March 24th, and they ultimately acquire someone else.
When do you think we'll see some action on the roster front? You know what I mean? I mean, the cuts were understandable. Even the next round could be understandable. When will we see Cameron Maben show up, you know, or Rene Rivera go bye-bye? Or, when are we going to see something substantial?
March 20th, March 21st, the last 2 days of Cactus League play. They have to make decisions. A lot of these guys have opt-outs who are in on minor league deals. And they have to say, look, we're going to bring you to the Bay Area for the Bay Bridge Series exhibitions, or we're going to let you loose and you're going to have 5 days to link up with another team before opening day. I think that those 2 days will be critical. It's kind of when you look back at the calendar from last year when we found out that Gerardo Parra, Yanhervi Solarte, and Nick Vincent were all going to be on the opening day roster.
Yeah, we had Connor Joe show up night before opening day, so something's got to happen here.
Yeah.
I would assume.
I mean, we were cycling through the list of non-roster candidates who could be on this team. Tyson Ross, Trevor Cahill, Yulmer Sanchez, Billy Hamilton, Jerry Blevins, Nick
Vincent. How are you going to find it? You're going to have to get it like an 80-man roster.
Well, no, it's a long list, but you think they take probably 3 or 4 of those guys, and so you have to DFA a few guys. Maybe Beede goes on the 60-day. Is Tyler Anderson a 60-day candidate? Aramis Garcia is still on the 40-man roster, even though he's out until probably August or September. There's so much that will happen in such a short period of time, Marty, that the next 10 days are going to give us some indication of what's to come, but we really won't know until that wheel starts spinning.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah. All right, cool. Very good. I got to send you to Pave Fine Jewelers.
Pave Fine Jewelers, Priest Ranch Winery, and now I'm going to purchase a home out
River
in
Island.
Lathrop.
Yeah, at River Island.
I'm looking forward to it all,
Marty.
Come on,
we got you for everything.
Yeah, you've got my entire life before my eyes.
We will see you tomorrow.
Looking forward
all
to
right,
it.
That is a great Kerry Crowley. All right, baseball coming up. My daughter Bonnie and son-in-law Greg, Dr. Greg Barmé, listening today. Evan Lurie here producing the show with Aaron Lurie producing the show. I've covered it today, haven't I?
You have. The family's all here. The gang's all here. You're ready to go.
They did a great job. The Priest Ranch Wine folks are here today, and we had Aaron handling bringing the author up today of the Wax Pack book. Did you get to chat with him?
I did. Yeah, looking forward to reading that right after I finish John Shea's book.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.